This is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield. It's been 7 years since President Obama signed an executive order to shut down the Guantanamo Bay detention facility.
The message that we are sending around the world is that the United States intends to prosecute the ongoing struggle against violence and terrorism, and we are going to do so vigilantly. We are going to do so effectively, and we are going to do so in a manner that is consistent with our values and our ideals.
That message to the world is languishing unsent. 91 men remain in custody there, down from 242 in 2009. This week, the president sent Congress a 9-page plan to finally close the prison and move the detainees to the mainland, and he articulated the principles behind affording them the basic protections of due process.
Keeping this facility open is contrary to our values. It undermines our standing in the world. It is viewed as a stain on our broader record of upholding the highest standards of rule of law.
The Republicans who control both houses of Congress have signaled not just no, but hell no. Here's Senator and presidential hopeful Marco Rubio.
When I'm president, if we capture a terrorist alive, they're not getting a court hearing in Manhattan. They're not going to be sent to Nevada. They're going to Guantanamo. And we're going to find out everything they know.
And yet, for all the opinions on what to do with the prison, public understanding of what's actually going on there is in short supply. Carol Rosenberg of the Miami Herald has been reporting from Gitmo since the first detainees arrived there back in January 2002. She joins us from Guantanamo. Carol, welcome back to On the Media.
Hey, Bob.
A busy week, Carol, at Guantanamo, and not just over the president's speech.
Well, we have ongoing September 11th pretrial hearings going on. The five men accused of putting together the 9/11 plot led by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. They're trying to figure out what evidence from the CIA black sites where they were held before they got to Guantanamo will be used at their death penalty trials. I think what's interesting about this is everybody expects the 9/11 trial to be about what happened on September 11th, but we're not there yet. We're talking about what happened in the black sites and what's happening at Guantanamo.
In fact, introduced as evidence by the defense are some film clips from Zero Dark Thirty, the movie. How is that material to these cases?
I'm telling you, it was really creepy. They did film clips of the torture in a CIA black site of a character named Amar.
What's the target? Where was the last time you saw Bin Laden? Where was the last time you saw Bin Laden, huh?
You know, when you lie to me, I hurt you.
The place was just silent. And in court, one of the accused is named Amar al-Baluchi, and his lawyer says Hollywood got more about what happened to his client in the black sites than he's gotten through discovery. He wants the judge to order the Pentagon, the CIA, the U.S. government, to tell him what they told the filmmakers Mark Bull and Catherine Bigelow for Zero Dark Thirty.
Now, the president made this Hail Mary pass with a plan to closed down Guantanamo. But did news of the request reach the inmates there?
That's a very good question that the prison will not answer. I actually tried to get the spokesman for the prison, which has become more and more reclusive lately. I tried to get him to see if the guards noticed them watching the president's speech. You know, they have TV in their cell blocks. And I got a resounding no information. That's the way it works at Guantanamo prison these days.
Now, I want to understand this right. So the president is saying, let's shut down Gitmo and bring these people to the mainland. But he's not talking about inserting them into the civilian criminal justice system. All of the other rules of detention apply. It's just that they wouldn't be in Cuba anymore. So there would still be a virtual Guantanamo?
Sure. That's the reason we call the stateside vision Guantanamo North. I mean, it's convenient journalism, but it's Guantanamo North. They want to remove the taint of the orange jumpsuit. The vision picks up these men who are in military detention and takes them to military detention in the United States. And they're still talking about these indefinite detainees for whom there's no charges, but they're too afraid to let go. That's why the critics say you're picking it up and moving it, but you're not in any way abandoning the Bush administration doctrine, which says forever prisoners of a forever war. They can leave when the hostilities are over. What they've tried to do in this plan is say they'll be more discerning. They'll get more trials. They'll find ways to maybe charge some people in federal court. And if they're convicted, they'll go to federal prison just like any other criminal. But there are a number of people not identified in that report because they don't know who will not be charged, who will not get trials, and who will be basically war prisoners. And one of the most, to me, fascinating overlooked portions of the plan is that one of the justifications for it is that it crunches saving $1.8 billion through 2036. It envisions this Guantanamo North as existing for 20 years. Now do the math. These men, most of them were captured right after the September 11th attacks. This is 35 years detention. Some of them never charged, never tried.
And this gets to some very deep divisions, political divisions, philosophical ones, ideological ones, about what constitutes the American way. The president called Guantanamo a stain on the country's record of upholding the rule of law. Here's Texas Senator and another GOP presidential hopeful, Ted Cruz, on the same subject.
Don't shut down Gitmo. Expand it, and let's have some new terrorists there.
There's two things at work there. One is the president and the Congress see completely different messages by the existence of a Guantanamo. Meaning, the president says, you know, I go around the world and people see this as a lawlessness of a unwilling to work within the international community. And I think, you know, members of Congress really like Guantanamo. They like the message it sends, which is mess with America and you end up in a cage at Guantanamo Bay. But the other part of it is, and I think you get a bit of that in the campaign, Obama, by closing the prison, is trying to draw the curtain on Guantanamo-style detention. It'll still be there. Guantanamo, by any other name, is still Guantanamo. But the Republicans, they don't want to end the Guantanamo experiment. They want to grow the Guantanamo experiment. And they want to fill it up with people to be interrogated to get actionable intelligence. And that's a different message entirely.
So let's just say a miracle takes place and the president prevails, that Gitmo is closed even before he leaves office. The detainees, what's left of them, moved to Guantanamo North. What does that mean to reporters trying to keep track of the various prosecutions? Does it make it easier? Harder?
So I think their vision still would have a 9/11 trial, just like this week, with them bringing in the 9/11 accused and reporters watching on a 40-second delay. But do I think that over at the prison, Guantanamo North, not where the court is, we'll get the kind of access we got at the beginning? Absolutely not. You have to remember, when Guantanamo was set up, January 2002, the American psyche was so raw. Everybody felt they were in this together. They were bringing these prisoners in orange jumpsuits from Afghanistan. They thought they had the right people. Frankly, against all reason, but the military wanted reporters at the detention center. They wanted to send the message that we got them. What's happened in the intervening period is the abuse reports from Abu Ghraib, but also sometimes from Gitmo. So much has happened in the interim that the military doesn't want us here. I think if they manage to build Guantanamo North, there'll be even less access to eyes on prisoners than there are now. I also will tell you that for me, unless they build that thing in South Florida, I'm out of it. I got this assignment because it was in Cuba, it was in our backyard, and because the military invited me personally, come on down and watch us build the detention center. I just don't know that the next people who build that prison, if they ever get to build that prison, are going to be inviting me to it.
Well, Carol, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Bob.
Carol Rosenberg covers the Guantanamo detainees for the Miami Herald. you can and should find her work at miamiherald.com/Guantanamo.